Let's do section Pei Gimel. That's 3 in the laws of Shema, and this talks about Dinei Beis Hakiseh B'Kriya Shema B'Yesivim. The laws of a Beis Hakiseh. Beis Hakiseh literally means the house of the stool, which is a reference to a toilet. It's called the Beis Hakiseh. That's what it's called. That's what it's
like
called.
A stool.
No, it's just whatever. I don't know.
Chair.
Yeah.
The house of a chair.
Yeah, but that's what it's called. That's a nice. Yeah, that's
Beis
a nice word. Yeah.
No, but it's not.
Shimushim. In Israel, you got to put in a shekel to use the. You got to put. They charge you a shekel, huh? I don't know. Everywhere. Yeah. Over here. Yeah. Dinei Beis Hakiseh B'Kriya Shema, the laws of the Beis Hakiseh when it comes to reading the Shema, Uboi Hei Seifim, and this has 5 subsections. Aleph, number 1. Kishem Sh'osu Lisurus Kriya Shema, Kishem Sh'osu Likris Kriya Shema Keneged Atzoyim in the Torah. Just as the Torah prohibits you to read the Shema facing the Tzoyah, Kach Osu Likris Keneged Beis Hakiseh Yoshen. You're also not allowed to read the Shema opposite a old Beis Hakiseh. What do you mean, old Beis Hakiseh? Meaning, if you used it once, that you did your needs over there, that gets the status of a Beis Hakiseh because it's been used for that. Even though you removed already the tzoyah there, so it's clean now, but you used it once as it's a designated Beis Hakiseh, so that's asur. Once it has established the name, it's called the Beis Hakiseh. So then, Mosu, that's become repugnant. And that's not considered a holy camp. But Osur min haTorah, it's prohibited from the Torah. So now, he says, even if there is, I don't know, it was a little hard to read the word here. Even if it is, if there's partitions that are high 10 tvachim, and if you have partitions that are 10 tvachim high, they would separate, they consider their own domain. Everything that's inside it. So, v'nimtza. It turns out even means the Beis Hakiseh, what he's done over there is made out of partitions that had 10 tefachim high, so it should be like a separate room by itself. But the partitions themselves, since they're designated as part of the restroom, they are the Beis Hakiseh, hey Mousim, they become repugnant. It's kemoi graf shel rei. It becomes just like a bucket which is used for the rei. B'tzorich l'harchik mem da'al damas, and you have to distance yourself for amas, u'lefonu k'molayinu, and in front of you, for the distance of your eyes. Afilu pinu mena tzoyah. Even if you remove from it the tzoyah. L'chein, that's why you need to be careful, not to read Shema or Daven the Amida or prayer or to even think words of Torah in the courtyard, which is facing the Beis Hakiseh, as long as you can see, even though it's closed, you cannot see the tzoyah that's inside. It's still because the actual structure, the actual thing, becomes repugnant, becomes a place which is not kodesh. That's only when he makes in his yard, he makes a specific designated as a room for that purpose. But if he makes a restroom, a Beis Hakiseh, with walls of a house or a yard, so then these walls do not establish. So what, like our bathrooms over here, our restrooms, we don't consider that. They're made out of partitions of the house. They're house partitions. Even though they're also the partitions of the Beis Hakiseh. Since I think what he's actually saying over here is, if it's within your house, your whole house doesn't become, it's part, it's included in the whole enclosure, so that wouldn't make your house a like one big Beis HaKisah just because there's a Beis HaKisah in there. Because those walls are not made just for the Beis HaKisah. Mutar likris, afilu b'samuch lahan mamish, you can create it even right next to them. And actually, samuch l'acholo shebeneyem, actually, samuch l'acholo shebeneyem, not to, but provided that it's not to be close to the hollow that is in between them, shenoflo shom, or it means that he, or he says shenifne shom, that he, that he, that he relieved himself there, like connect them all the enof. So, I don't know. From here, it seems like, if you make a Beis HaKisah with the walls of the house, but I'm not sure, but does that have a separate partition? I'm not sure. But in our cases, for example, where we have our restrooms, right, these are like regular walls, it's within a house. And hey, we also have, especially where we have it here, most of it's a washroom. It's not just a restroom, but it's also a washroom. Maybe that's different also, but but here he says, I'm not sure exactly. Maybe I need to look this in a little bit further. Let's do one more aloha. Siv Beis. Subsection 2. He's min mokoim oichede lebeis hakiseh. What happens if you designated a place that is going to be used, a space or a room, it's going to be used as a washroom, but v'dayin l'nishtamesh, but we hadn't used it yet. Asur likris b'toicha. You can't read the Shema inside that restroom. You haven't used it, then medivir sofer from the rabbis. Hove v'nikolo shebeis hakiseh, since it's already been called a restroom, so yesh, boy bezoyin, it has a degree, it's degrading likris, the klisha b'toicha to read inside it. Avu mutla likris kenegdoi, but opposite it, afil b'somach l'yisirich da'alamas, within da'alamas you can still read. She'en kris shebelvad k'day lesser chutzalav. Before just calling the name and designating it for a basic issue, you haven't used it yet, that's not sufficient to prohibit outside of it. Next, inside it you should. Subsection 3, ho'ilofon ha'beis chadorim. If you have two rooms, v'omar cheder zayi l'beis hakisei, he says this should be a restroom, but Gamze, and also this one. You cannot read in either one of them. But if he says in the second one and this room, I didn't say Vilomar Vigamze. Didn't say and also this room. He says this room. He doesn't say and also this room, but he says and this room. So the second one, we're not sure whether he actually prepared it, the designated for this, the kach, for this. Im loy or not. So l'chatchila don't read there. Im kora yos, if you did read the Shema, you're yotze. Avul im kora b'mokim sh'osu likris bevade. If you read the Shema in a place where you're not allowed to read for sure, afil lein yisur alam divrei sofrim, even if the prohibition reading there would be only from the rabbis, so l'chlachze v'likris, you have to reread again. K'lo sh'kosu v'simen ayin alam. See subsection 4. Let's finish up already here. Beis hakisei shuhu b'chafira. If you have a restroom, it's a dig, you have a hole in the ground, you have a pit, like a pit stop they used to have. So they have this pit that they used to have there, right? Upi berochek dalad ames minaguma. So what happens is the opening is 4 ames from the hole. So you have like, you know, you leave yourself in one place and it goes up. It's maybe like our septic systems today, you know, but it has, you know, you go on one side and then it goes into the hole on the other side. You also be midrein. It's made like in a slant. So what happens is it falls immediately. Actually, it goes to a distance. It doesn't stay where the opening is. It goes further down. Same thing is the meraglam. They go immediately down to the hole. Then it's considered like it's closed. It's as if there is no basic kis at all outside of the hole, ben sheyesh le mechitzas, ben sheein le, whether there is partitions there, does not partition, umuta likris shom, and you're allowed to read there, im ein shom Reyach Ra, if there is no Batzma, V'gam Ein Mashtin Nechutz L'Guma, and also the people don't do it the outside of the hole, so then it's okay. So technically, our toilets, which immediately are flushed afterwards, so that should be considered like, we have the problem that it is considered like designated for a Beis HaKiseh. That's another problem. But the as a designation for a Beis HaKiseh, so that's repugnant. But they don't have the actual thing because the its thing doesn't stay there. It just moves on. I believe Mashtinu Shal Nupamim Uregil Mekav. But if sometimes they urinate there and they're chastu with us L'Harisham Dibre Torah, then you're not allowed to put it towards the Torah. And Torah Chalem Alikris Kriya Shema. And said some of the rabbis, they became very very learned in other, even though they would only study Torah, but while they used the restroom, that's when they would study the other stuff. That's where they would become proficient in other teachings. And yeah, dictionaries, and you know, some people say that they learned other languages while they were, you know, because that's the place. And you know, people were always thinking Torah, in a way to keep their mind up, they should read something else so they could keep their mind up to read the Torah. Or sometimes they say you're not allowed to bring in like holy books into the bathroom. So it's, you know, sometimes there is certain publications that some people don't consider that to be Torah because, you know, maybe because they object to their line of thinking, whatever it is. So they say, oh, you're allowed to bring this newspaper into the bathroom. So the other guy says, well, you're not allowed to take it out of the bathroom. So the ain't tzarich lemer likras kriya shema, for sure, I'm not permitted to read the shema. But filu b'shosh ein shomer reglayim, even at the time there is no reglayim there. V'shiyesha besakisa mokum shesh shem besakisa mokum zeh, because that is considered to be has a name. It's called the besakisa. It's called a place where you relieve yourself. Mokum zeh shachutz l'guma shemashtin shem, because outside of the hole, in which people are mashed in there, but tzarich l'archiv v'makom zeh dal damas l'fonov k'mo l'einov, you have to distance yourself for amas and in front of you as far as you can see. Still, if there's partitions, there's ein lam d'mechitzes beis hakisei l'archiv mehem. They don't have the law of a beis hakisei to distance them. Kim she'en l'mechitzes elo l'beis hakisei shal tolos miraglayim. Because those partitions are just used for meraglayim, shein asurim, and lo midivrei sofrim. Achshav l'oretz, after they fall to the ground, they're only also sofrim. Shad tzoya shebeguma kesosim domi, because the tzoya, which is in the hole, that's not closed because it goes away. And those partitions will not be called because of the meraglayim alone, which it serves, it's not called the besakise, and therefore the structure around it is not something that you have to distance yourself. And finally, sif hei, Bnei Odom, subsection 5. Bnei Odom sheyesh lahem sapsol nokuf sheniflim olof. People that have, there's like a bench that with a hole that they use to relieve themselves. The chaim beis and batim sheyesh b'teichom kisoyis ketanes nokuvim. There's also some houses and they have like small chairs which have holes in it. Letzorei chayilodim ketanim shebebayis. That's used for the small children in the house to use that. They're like training parties. Yeah. You have to be careful, they should be covered during the time of Shema and Davening, Tivrei Torah, or to move them from the room that you're davening, or studying there. Even if they're clean inside, and on top of them, since they're designated to use them to relieve themselves, interesting, so you have to, those parties, you can't have them in the room. And since we say that if it has a status of Bisakisa, even there's no tzoyah, it's Rechlachim and Dal Amas, so you have to distance yourself for Amas from it's next to it and also before it as far as you can see, and therefore you can't daven in that same room.